Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour on, the disciple took her into his own home. After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the wine onto a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
A meditation. I see you standing there, Mary, nearby, with the other women, holding, huddling, hugging, bearing each other up as the hours drag on, and as this death, this awful death, enfolds. Thine own soul a sword will pierce. You are near enough to see his face, your firstborn child, the one you nursed at your breast, the one you carried back home to Nazareth, the one you lost in Jerusalem, the one who played at his father's feet until he too became a carpenter, a craftsman with wood, the one by whose marvelous miracle water became wine. And what wine! And what talk all over town! The one whose brothers and sisters wondered at and sneered at, joked about, and finally rejected. You're near enough to see his face, wretched with pain. You've heard about the trials and wondered at this man whom you begot, at his silence, his pathos, his dignity. The floggings had not been mentioned to you, but you knew how it was with these things. And with the crowds jostling and pounding, shrieking, you followed him through the streets to the rubbish dump. You've not run away in fear like the others. You are near, struggling. Almost keeling over, you watch, with others in support on both sides, whispering sweet words of comfort. You are near enough to hear his voice, the suffocation causing it to strangulate and contort. What was that? You draw nearer still to hear his words of blessing. Dear woman, here is your son. But Jesus didn't mean himself, wasn't thinking about himself, but rather of you. For when your sorrow overwhelms, when loneliness and loss sting, and memories destroy your calm, when love breaks your heart, you will have someone else to care. Here is your mother. Even though he was the entire focus of your seeing and hearing and thinking and weeping, your very being, he was indicating another whom he also loved. Remembering this day, how will you bear it? Here is your son. The future without him, how will you endure it? Here is your son. And now you are very near, and his body, still warm, is taken from the cross and lifted into your arms, and you cradle him. Not just a son, but a king.